This is KUT. You've heard of good bacteria. Well, now you can call it human bacteria. A study out of UT Austin reveals that the bacteria in our gut co-evolved with us, and that means that we should be careful not to throw it off balance. Michael O'Brien explains.
We've known for a while how much we rely on the bacteria in our guts to help us digest our food. Without them, we couldn't process key vitamins or even properly digest plants. But now, researchers have genetically mapped the lineage of gut microbes in humans and in the other great apes. And they've discovered something that binds us even closer to these microbes. One of the researchers, evolutionary biologist Alex Georgiev, explains.
The organisms living in our guts and in the guts of those apes, they have their own lineage going back to approximately 15 million years ago. And the way they have diverged from their common ancestor maps really neatly on the evolutionary tree of the great apes and us, of hominids.
Our gut microbes have been co-evolving along with us for millions of years. As we've broken off from our ancestors, so have these bacteria. And they've been shaping how our own guts evolved along the way. So what does that mean for us? For one, it means that our internal ecosystem is more fragile than we thought. Esther Engert is a microbiologist out of Cornell.
You know, it's possible that if we lose a lineage because we're using so many antibiotics and exposing kids to antibiotics early on, that we might be losing these important partnerships.
The long-term effects aren't yet known, but Engert says that changes to our gut biome may be contributing to the obesity epidemic. Of course, we can't just forgo antibiotics altogether, but we can try and minimize their use. One way is by avoiding meat from animals raised using antibiotics. And the next time you're sick, she says, just write it out unless your doctor is absolutely sure it's not a virus. Your gut will appreciate it. Michael O'Brien, KUT News.